speaker is Bella Burgermeister. Bella is a youth advocate, leader, model for Country Road, and author of her book, Bella's Challenge and a Valuing Children Ambassador. Her book is a child's take on the 17 United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, setting out simple challenges kids can take on to help their communities and the planet. Bella has presented her book to over 6,000 students around Australia, with all of the proceeds from book sales going back into sustainable development projects. When asked about her dreams for the world, Bella said, "I would love to see the world leaders start leading with compassion and kindness, that the nations lucky enough to hold wealth use that wealth to help other countries that are not so lucky. Rise up and be equally strong. Together, as a global collective, we can plan and combat climate change and work towards a sustainable planet for future generations."
Thank you so much for that, Joshua. Kaya, Nyankwel Bella, Nyandru Pinanuk Jinning. Hello, my name is Bella and I'm happy to see you. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Goomburup on Wurundjeri land of the Noongar Nation. I would like to just pay my respects and acknowledge this is traditional country to the elders past, present and emerging. I would like to acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded and this always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Our problems are man-made. Our problems are man-made, therefore can be solved by man. A man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. John F. Kennedy. As we all know, we're here today to talk about child poverty. This is a topic I'm very passionate about. I've grown up in a community separated by poverty, where certain demographics of my community don't know we have a homelessness issue, where our education system and school zones are on opposite ends of the spectrum from one neighbourhood to another. We all know that this year's theme for Anti-Poverty Week is calling on our parliamentarians to commit to halving child poverty by 2030. This will align us with the commitments to the UN Convention on the Rights of a Child and the United Nations 17 UN Global Goals. But that is not good enough. That is still 8 years of children living in poverty. As of right now, 774,000 children, or one in six Australian children aged 0 to 14, live in poverty. These are our babies to our young high schoolers. These numbers are continuing to grow, with the rate of kids living in poverty at 17.7%. The percentage of children living in poverty is higher than any other percentage of any other age group, including those 65 years and older, who are our highest growing rate of homelessness in Australia. Poverty and homelessness are not the same thing. They are a result of each other, but they live in symbiosis. This is not a short-term problem for these children. The impacts of child poverty are lifelong, with negative impacts on their health, social, emotional, and cognitive development, as well as their behaviours and education outcomes. Most often, these kids living in poverty are still living in a house, but they are going to bed and school hungry. They are living in overcrowded houses where there is no quiet place to do homework, and they are worried about their parents. This is not a life that any child has chosen, and we need to remember that. This is something brought on them by the family they were born into and where they were born. This is especially bad for our First Nations children, where in communities this is normal, where there is no support from outside and it is up to those in the communities to fix this. One of my own experiences with child poverty was going into these small communities east of here a few years ago. A trip to Coolgardie with Millennium Kids was an experience on child poverty on a level I had never really seen or been looking for before. Seeing the kids out on the street for as long as possible not wanting to go home, to be holding on to their next meal and having to go find food for themselves, which often resulted in police visits. I remember the excitement of kids my age from seeing a marshmallow or a plum because they had never been given the opportunity to eat those foods before, or even just a full plate of food being given out. It was eye-opening and the reality check I did need to see that this is real for so many children and young people. Seeing so many young people blamed for their lack of concentration when in reality they are just hungry and can't focus on anything else. The stress and worry that comes from never knowing what's coming next or what's not coming keeps these kids in constant fear. To see their peers taking opportunities at school, playing sport, hanging out with their friends, and doing so much and not being able to participate the same way. For children living in poverty, disadvantages at home carry into disadvantages at school. Children living in poverty have a lower school completion rate and lower scores on national tests, and students living in poverty also experience more social exclusion at schools than their more advanced peers. A lack of money limits children and young people and lives and learnings and seeps into their other aspects of their life. We need to start investing in communities that need it the most, schools that need it the most, and neighbourhoods that need it the most. Every child deserves the same opportunities. But why is this not happening? Well, it is easy to turn away from things that make us uncomfortable, and that is that children are living in poverty, and we can all do something about it. Child poverty in Australia is not inevitable. It is an issue that has solutions. One of these is raising the rate. A very high portion of children experiencing child poverty are living in families who rely on government payments. Permanently increasing these payments, job seeker, family payments, and single parent payments will reduce poverty. Children in poverty often experience feelings of despair, hopelessness, and feeling worthless. They feel like there is no escape from their life and that they are stuck like this forever. That is just not true, and it is time for everyone to start acting, including our parliamentarians. So I urge you to please push our government to legislate to halving child poverty by 2030 with measurable targets and to achieve this goal. There is a hashtag going around at the moment, End Child Poverty and Anti-Poverty Week, and you can download the Halve Child Poverty Pledge and sharing it on social media, tagging Anti-Poverty Week and the Valuing Children's Initiative. This is not about you or me, but this is about the thousands of children living below the poverty line, where they are hungry and scared. It is time to start putting our children first and giving a voice to those who need it the most. It is time to start valuing our children. Thank you.